Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands and say, Hallelujah. Rahusande Bahuri. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Father, Lord, we commend ourselves to you this day. Break thou, Lord, the word of life to us as you broke the bread by the sea. Feed us, Lord, with food from on high. Thou mayest say like the woman at the well, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Hallelujah. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, I lift it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord Jesus, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, I lift it up, and make me whole. One more time. Fill my cup, Lord Jesus, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Kaba. Fill my cup, I lift it up, and make me whole. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, that the saints of God, that the brothers, that the sisters, that the church of Christ may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Can somebody say amen? Unto all good works. Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Galatians 6, verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Praise the Lord. Unto all men. Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen. He puts a plus there. In other words, you want to maximize your good works. What does he say? Do it unto them of the household of faith. But don't forget everybody else. Amen. Don't forget everybody else, because you never know. One of the days we went out for the outreach, one young man said he saw Brother John. He said, I remember you gave me a loaf of bread. It stuck up in his mind. Not that it was a bill. Do good to all men, especially if you want to. It's like, what do they say, those who used to play pool in those days, like a double banker. You cannot lose your reward. Amen. Praise the Lord. The title of my message this morning, The Law of Kindness. The Law of Kindness. It is in Christendom, I notice, a lot of, not here, just generally speaking, when a brother is down, that's when everybody, they take the microphone and they begin to trample him over. Am I correct? They trample him over. He's already down. He needs a lifting up. Praise the Lord. God is going to share with us, by the grace of God, some things we need to do differently. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, 32. Ephesians, these are scriptures, these are little nuggets that will help us along the way. Sometimes we go into a lot of mysteries, faith and what have you. These are just rudimentary things to help us along the way. Praise the Lord. Say, let's, verse 29, Ephesians 4, say, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed on the day of redemption. Verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speakings be put away from you with all malice. 32. And be ye kind one to another. The title of my message is this: The Law of Kindness. So there's a law, there's a repercussion, there's the do's and the don'ts, and there's a reward. Can somebody say amen? For being kind. Amen. You see, when dealing with the body of Christ, handle them gingerly. Handle the body of Christ, you and me, this brother, this sister. Handle them with care. Because those are the people for which Christ died. Amen? Handle them with care. Like some, you have a beautiful vase. You say, it's fragile. And you make sure one little kid doesn't hold it and break it. Amen? Anybody have some vessels like that at home? Oh, be careful. Don't touch it. Praise the Lord. So handle the children of God with care and dexterity. Proverbs 31, verse 26. I'm going to ask us a question. What is the first thing that comes to mind? What's the first attribute of kindness that doesn't cost you a dime that you can give to somebody? First attribute. You could give me a car and I say, sister, hey, thank you. That's an act of kindness. Amen? Amen? It's an act of kindness. But what's one attribute all of us can give? What?
Introduce them to Christ.
Awesome. Yes, that's good. I'm not trying to pull a wool on our face. Anything, anybody else? Amen? What? Smile, praise the Lord, doesn't cost you anything. It's kind. But let me cut to the chase what I have in mind. Kind words. A lot of times we hurt each other. we praise each other or otherwise through the words that we say. You hurt your spouse, you hurt your brother, your sister, them for whom Christ died, just by the spoken word. You can lift up and you can pull down just by the spoken word. So our first thing, expression of kindness. What we say, a smile, it's going to be okay. No matter what you're going to, it's gone. And the person feels lifted up. Praise the Lord. In Proverbs 31:26, a lot of us attribute this scripture to the model bride, amen? The model wife, the model everything. It's as if it only pertains to the woman. Praise the Lord. Here's what it says. That's where I just got the title of that. I was kind of thinking about it. Proverbs 31, verse 26. It says, It says strength, I'm reading from verse 25. It says strength and honor are clothing. And she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. In her tongue is the law of kindness. In other words, she has an attribute. She's clothed with kindness. This pertains not only just to the woman. It pertains to the entire body of Christ. In Colossians chapter 3, it tells us, it says, be ye clothed with kindness. In other words, put on an apparel of kindness. Sometimes we have people that are our subordinates. I want to show to them that, look, at a place like Africa, you have house help, housemaid, and you just order them around. Because why? They are under you. Amen? Handle them with care. Because you never know. Handle them with care. Yes, you pay their wages, you send them to school, and what have you. But as believers, be clothed with kindness. Be clothed with kindness. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. We're talking about kindness. Its rewards. Its benefits. I don't want to go to the other side because all of us know we want to skip to the positive side of what the benefits of kindness. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. He said, put on therefore as elect, just like we see in Proverbs 31, as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long suffering. He says, put it on like you put on your apparel. If somebody meets you in the grocery store, can they perceive you wearing an apparel of kindness? A glow within you that is an expression of God's goodness. Praise the Lord. Or because the clerk in the store didn't answer you promptly, or she was a little rude, running into a situation like that. The clerk is rude. You never know what she's been through during the day. Encourage her in the Lord. It's going to be okay. She said, thank you. I ran into somebody like that a few times at Home Depot. Just not having it together. Put a smile on her face. She said, thank you. It's not been a long day. So let's put on attributes. Kindness. Put on as a robe. When the going gets bad, when you feel like, have you felt like that? Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Let's put on kindness. The words that we speak, they say a whole lot about who we are, what we are, and who we believe. Amen? Amen? It does. Let's see some folks through the scriptures
who showed kindness and the repercussion to them as individuals, maybe to their family, to the extended family, so that you will come to see that the kindness that we show to one another is like a seed. It's like a seed. Can somebody say seed? It's like a seed that you are sowing. And one day, you will reap the harvest. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The law of kindness. It's like this law of sowing and reaping. Law of sowing and reaping. You don't reap what you sow. You put a piece of corn in the ground, do you reap one grain of corn? No. A whole lot. Amen? Praise the Lord. First, let's look at a guy here. First, let me read the scripture. A lot of us know this scripture, but for those of our younger ones who are taking notes and going back, James chapter 3. James chapter 3. He says, in so many words, we offend a lot of people. He said, by my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we all shall receive greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all, verse 2, if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. What we say, when you cause no offense in the words we say, you are a perfect man, is what he's saying. We are walking on to perfection. Let's be careful what we say to one another. Can somebody say amen? Verse 8. Say, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith we curse men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Praise the Lord. We cannot be blessing God. It's a lot easier. Your prayer all the time, you are praying and you are praying and you are praying. Outside the prayer altar, let us command blessings on each other, no matter what is going on. Amen? Let us command blessing on each other. My son does something that's not right. I feel like, can't you get it? Let us bless. Amen? Because the seeds that we are sowing, we will receive the harvest. Let's sow good seed. Amen? There's a gentleman in the Bible, some of the benefits of kindness. His name was Hezekiah, Isaiah 38. And some of you know this story. This man was sick unto death. And the prophet of God came to him. He said, King Hezekiah, put your house in order because you are dead. He's been sick. When a prophet like Isaiah comes and says, look, you are dead, there's no gainsaying about it. Praise the Lord. But you know what? He went into his closet. He remembered. He caused to come before the Lord his kindness, what he had done. When we approach the throne asking for mercy, some of these things come into play. And the man prayed. He said, Lord, not now. Not now, Lord. I've done this and I've done this. By your grace, I've done this and I've done this. Before Isaiah went out of the king's palace, the word of the Lord came back. He said, go tell my son, he will not die. Amen. I will add 15 more years to his life. And it was so. Praise ye the Lord. I'm saying to some of us here this morning, peradventure, you are caught between a rock and a hard place. Say, Jesus, everything else fails. Remember, Lord. Remember me, Lord. I did this and I did this. For your name's sake, remember me. Let this pass over me. And a book of remembrance gets opened. And he gets up and the Lord will say, he sent his angels, have you seen my son? Have you seen my daughter? Have you heard her cry? The Bible said, has cried unto the Lord. And Lord gave him a sign. May you receive a sign today. In the name of Jesus. May you receive a sign from the affliction that's afflicting you. There may be people here who are crying for their sons, crying for their daughters, crying for the health, the situation concerning their health. The Lord is saying to you, watch out for the sign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is, we read, that was Hezekiah. Verse 7. A lot of you know the story, so I'm not reading all. Verse 7, and the Lord said unto him, he said, go back, talk to that man Hezekiah, to the king. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he had spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees which is gone down in the sun dial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backwards. The sun had gone this way. He says, going to bring it back this way by the sun dial. You know, a sundial is something they use to tell time. As the sun rises in certain directions, you see the dial moving. So the Lord told him, that's your sign. He's going to come back. And I'm sure he kept watching. And he got his healing. And 15 years was added to him. May the Lord remember you for the kindness you have shown to the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. I say, may the Lord remember you for the goodness you have shown to the body of Christ, because there's an added benefit for doing whatever it is you do for the body of Christ. He said, especially. Praise the Lord. There's another man, this guy, Hezekiah, was praying for himself, and God heard his prayer. You may be praying for somebody else too. There's a lady, Acts chapter 9. No, let's do this. Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. The centurion servant. The centurion was like maybe a lieutenant general. He had an army under him. And his servant, he wasn't praying for himself. His servant was sick unto death. This man was not even of the Judaic faith, but he was full of good works. Amen? Somebody, can you say amen? The Lord remembered him. He wasn't praying for himself. Hear what the Bible says. Luke chapter 7. Oh, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Chapter 7. Luke, you can see the same thing in the book of Matthew. Now when, verse 2, and the centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. Death was knocking this guy's door. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he will come and heal his servants. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation. He was a Roman centurion. And have built us a synagogue. He wasn't of the faith, but he did good to the household of God. Is somebody with me? Then Jesus went with them. Ha! This is his excellency himself, the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of heaven. And he followed them. Amen. 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 I'm talking to somebody. You think it's the road is closed. You think it's too much. I can't stand the situation I'm in. I'm in pain. I'm in anguish. My son is this. My daughter is this. My husband is this. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Oh, child of God, cry no more. There will be joy in the morning. Oh, son of God,
cry no more. There will be joy in the morning.
Verse 6. Then Jesus went with them. When he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest enter unto my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee. But say, just speak the word only, and my servant is going to be okay. Hallelujah. Say, just speak the word only, I'm not worthy. He didn't count himself, all his trophies, all his accolades, all his lieutenant generals and the stars he had on him as a Roman centurion. He threw it all down. He said, I'm not worthy. Humility. Kara. Humility. He threw everything down. I'm not worthy. Just say the word. I believe you. Boy, you think you're going to see that man in heaven? I believe you're going to see him in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Long story short, his servant was healed the very same hour. If Jesus said, I've not seen such a faith like this. No, not in Israel. Is somebody with me? The law of kindness. Maybe some of you have said things that's not exactly kind. Concerning a brother, concerning a sister. Rumors, innuendos. Talked about churches, talked about ministries. How this ministry is this, how that ministry is that. All you're saying is what is wrong within the ministry. I'm not talking of this ministry, but I'm talking generally speaking. You go to a church, you're a member of the church, and all you see is what's wrong, what they're not doing right, and you magnify it, and you pass the story on from this church to that church to that church. You talk about the ministers of God. You're not even worried, you're not scared, but I thank God for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that atones for us. We can go boldly before the throne of grace and say, Lord, I've done this and I've done this. Please have mercy on me. And he gives us a brand new slate. Can somebody say amen? He gives us, no matter, he said, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white. No matter what you have done, no matter what I have done, it's a brand new day today by reason of the blood of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? Praise ye the Lord. We have also the story of a lady. Acts chapter 9, verse 36 and 42. 36 through 42. Acts chapter 9, 36 through 42. She was full of good works. Acts chapter 9. What is the title of my message? The law of kindness. I just begin to see the benefits. The benefits. Chapter 9, verse 36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works, alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. Whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. For as much as Lydia was nigh unto Joppa, they heard the story that Peter was in the territory. Hallelujah. And they called. And they pleaded for the woman. It was now a group of people. Say, look at this woman. Look at the clothes she's giving to me. How she has fed us. How she has done this. How she has done that. And the Lord heard the petition. He heard the cry. And this woman was brought to life again. Can somebody say amen? The law of kindness. It has fruits. It has benefits. Your labor of love to the body of Christ is not in vain. Hold on. Hold on. Is somebody with me? This was a testimony somebody had. A group of people had concerning this woman. And she was brought back to life by reason of her good works. May the works that you and I, the works of her hand when it's tested by fire, May it stand and redound towards heaven. May it speak for you. May it speak for me in the name of Jesus. Because it's those good deeds that we do, when it's tried, when it's checked out, that's what counts. May the Lord remember you.
May the Lord remember you.
May the Lord remember you for your offering, for the times, for the sacrifice you do for the kingdom of God. Amen. There's another lady. Her whole house was saved. How many of you remember the story? Joshua chapter 2. Rahab. You remember the story of Rahab? Joshua chapter 2. The Lord had promised. Moses had just died. Joshua took over as the commander in chief, leading the children of Israel out of the promised land. After they had crossed the Red Sea, Jericho was the next place they were going to conquer. Amen? And he sent two spies. Joshua chapter 2. You can read the whole thing. I'm for brevity of time. And the two spies, they walked. You know, in those days, then no hotel. But Rahab, the harlot, her room was by the wall. Everybody knew her, what her business was. But you know what? The Lord remembered her. I said the Lord remembered her. Don't you discountenance anybody. There was a woman at the well. When she was checked out, she had done what will make your head begin to spin. This woman was a professional. Huh? But guess what? There's something in her heart that was tugging the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Lord remembered her. Hallelujah. She took in strangers. And then what happened? She said, "We know. We have heard of the fame of your God. And that this land, God, we are but dead men." He said, "But please remember me, because I've shown kindness unto you. Spare me. Spare my children. Spare my family." Ah. And they made a covenant. When you speak, let your word stand. Your word is your worth. Your worth is your word. Amen. And he took a scarlet robe. He said, "Listen, put this scarlet robe." Where did they know to hold? Was it determined that they're going to have a scarlet robe? A scarlet thread? Is that what the servant of God Moses did with the blood? He took the blood and lintel. The Bible says it's a scarlet robe, just like the blood. Just like the blood. You smear the blood upon that temple, upon the lintel of your house, of your household. Death will pass over. I said, okay. We got it. We're going to keep you. We're not going to kill you. But listen to this. Put this. If you do not put this blood, the sign of this blood upon your house, when we come in, whoever is inside will be saved. And guess what? She called her entire family. Her father, her mother, her sister, everybody that was inside that house. Guess what? When the rumbling began to rumble, and the shaking was shaking, she was free. Hallelujah. Herself and her household. Can somebody say amen? So, what am I saying? The Lord remembered her. The Lord remembered her. And guess what? How many of us know that as I'm talking of the awesomeness of his highness, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ came through that lineage. Is this interesting? Do you know that? He came through that line of Rahab the harlot. Her son, I think his name was Boaz, who gave birth to, I think it was Jesse, the father of David. And the rest is history. Is somebody with me? The benefits. So the goodness that you sow may not just touch you, may touch your family and yet generations yet unborn. Is somebody with me? The law. of kindness. Do good to all men, especially them of the household of faith. You cannot go wrong. And make sure you don't have a double standard. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 6 and 7. A whole nation was saved because of the kindness they showed. The Lord told the first king of Israel, Saul. Let's read this together. So that you can see sometimes the good that we do may come to haunt, be a blessing to the entire nation. By you, all your tribe, all your family, all people around you, because of your kind works. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Ooh, praise the Lord. Let's just... 1 Samuel chapter 15. Let me start at verse 1. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Verse 2. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did unto Israel. It came as a remembrance. How he laid wait for him in the way when he came out from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man, woman, infant, suckling, ox, sheep, camel, ass, everything. And Saul gathered the people together, verse 4, and numbered them 2,000 footmen and 10,000. Verse 5, and Saul came to the city of Amalek. Verse 6, and Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get ye down among them, get away from the Amalekites, lest I destroy them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. You can read the whole story of exactly what happened. The kindness that the Kenites did when judgment came. They were spared. Hallelujah. Remind me of that story in the book of Kings. When the inkhorn writer were marking all those that sigh for the abomination of the earth. The kindness that we show to others speak for us at critical moments in our lives. In the natural and in the heavenlies, touches and tugs at the heart of God. One singular act, I said, may save individuals, families, and nations. And one singular act of our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, brought redemption to all of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we are one body. We are one. There should be no schism between us. Can somebody say amen? No matter where you fellowship, if you are a member of the body of Christ, I should love you. I should show kindness to you. Not just because you show kindness to me, I should always, even the Bible says, those that are despiteful, say be kind to them. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Fine, let me just read this scripture to us. You say, Peter, who are you talking about? Malachi. Sometimes you are saying, look at what's going on around me. Malachi chapter 3, verse 12. Verse 13. You are groaning. Say, Lord, your words have been stout against me, Lord. Ye say, What have we spoken so much against thee? What have I done? You have said it is in vain. It is vain to serve God. And you're thinking, am I serving him in vain? What profit is it to me? I have pain, I have sickness, I have this. See, and now look at. We behold the proud, they're happy, yay! They walk with wickedness. You set them up, you do good to them. They that even tempt God, they speak against their God. They are delivered. Ah, and the Lord answers. Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened. May he hearken to your voice of cry. May he hearken to the kindness of your heart, to the kindness you have shown to other people. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And Jesus says, they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts. In that day, when I make up my jewels, I will spare them. May the Lord spare you when he gathers his people in the name of Jesus. May you be a royal diadem on his crown in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray? I don't know if you're here this morning. You may not know this Jesus. You have an opportunity to know him as your Lord and personal Savior. You have an opportunity. Don't play church. Don't play church. Though your sins be as scarlet, say they shall be white as snow. Don't say because mom brought you to church or dad forced you to come to church. Have a personal walk with him. And by adventure, you are here. Say, here's my situation. Plead your case in the name of Jesus. If there are things you have said that you have done concerning men of God, concerning servants of God, concerning ministries, say, Lord, just forgive me. Say, Lord, forgive me. I don't want, it's personal. You don't need to come out here. I'm not calling you to come out here. You know it. You are saying, is it because I said this or because I didn't say this? It's always a brand new day with Jesus. His mercies never run out. They are new every morning, his faithfulness. When everything else fails, his mercies never fail. Can somebody say amen? You know all the thief at the cross. You know if Judas, who put him, who betrayed him, you know if he had repented, you'd have seen me, seen Jesus. You'd have seen him in heaven. Am I right? Because it doesn't matter what you have done. Say, Jesus, really I'm sorry whatever I've said concerning X, concerning Y, concerning this brother, concerning this sister, concerning this ministry, concerning this man of God. Have mercy upon me. And he won't turn you down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord, you have delivered unto us what you put in my heart. Let it come to pass that which you have said concerning thy word, that which you have sealed, signed, and delivered in your blood. Let it come to pass for every alien heart in the name of Jesus. Dissolve every doubt. Hear every prayer and petition. The ones that are crying out to you for situations beyond them. Father in heaven, hear from heaven and make a way in the name of Jesus. Remember this. We are one body. We are one body. One body. One body. One Lord. One God. One nation. One nation, oh praise his name, oh one body, hey, one Lord, one God, one nation. One nation. Come on, give me a wave offering. Oh, praise. Give me a wave offering. His name. Oh, one body. One body. One Lord.
nation, one nation, oh, praise his name.
When we are opportune to stand before the throne of grace, the Bible says as far as the eyes could see, one nation, white robe. You will not see GMI on their foreheads. You will not see Baptists. You will not see Methodists. You will not see. But they have the name of God. Remember, one body, one Lord, one God. We are one in Him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.